I'm actually so tired of being scared every time I turn on the television to the news, and I don't appreciate clowns very much, and there have been a lot of clowns this fall. At this time of the year, I also dread the changing seasons. The sun sets earlier and earlier, and the sun arises earlier, later and later. It's dark, and I long for the light. Light that will illuminate truth, lights so I that cannot be so afraid, and lights to show me that there are no monsters underneath my bed. When did the pervasive American culture become so afraid of passing on to the other side? We do not worry about the time before we were born, so why are we so consumed about the time that comes after we pass? Reverend Dr. Barbara Coeyman, a UU minister from Columbine, looked at this phenomena in one of her sermons. She says, "How any given culture responds to the subject of death is conditioned in part as its theology of death. That is, our cultural practices are influenced by religious attitudes. In Western culture, it has been relatively recently, in the 20th century, that the end-of-life process has been detached from homes and put in other special places, often clinical ones, such as hospitals. Death has become detached from life in a way that previous generations did not experience it. Perhaps because death is not compatible with one of our most popular theologies, our theology of progress, always onward and upward. It seems that we moderns hope that we can outrun death, or at least avoid it by passing it on to medical specialists. So in many instances, we have taken a detachment from death at best and perhaps a fear of death at worst. Most cultures around the world were more accepting of life and death as part of the same cycle. Thus, in these cultures, death was not to be feared. Our ceremony today in this worship space is based on ancient practice and can help reunite us with death as a comforting life ritual. Renowned writer Octavio Paz observes that the Mexican has no qualms getting up close and personal with death. Quote, "They chase after it, they mock it, they court it, they hug it, they sleep with it. It is his favorite plaything and his most lasting love." Today we are invited to embrace Paz's juicy acceptance of death as we celebrate Dia de los Muertos. This holiday welcomes the souls of the dead who return each year to enjoy the pleasures that they once had in life. They are thought to journey from the spirit world to be us, their living friends and relatives, for a few brief hours. November 1st, the day in which the dead come to visit, is when the veil is the thinnest between our world and theirs. I eagerly await this time. In fact, for me, it is one of the most special of the year. I like to think that there's a flurry of activity on the other side. Shoes being shined, clothes being pressed, people going to get their hair done. Very important to my tias. The ritual is incredibly sacred to me because it's the one time of year in which I feel closest to my heritage and my familia relatives, ancestors. And being transracially adopted, I only know the narrative that I have been told by my family. But if mi hermanas y hermanos and my brothers and sisters and my primos and primas and my cousins and my tios and tias, if we all, and there's a lot of us, if we are all collectively calling our shared ancestors, while I cannot picture their faces, I can certainly feel them. This is an opportunity to celebrate them and shower them with gratitude for the most amazing life I live. I assure them that I try not to waste one single moment of the gift they have given me. I hope they feel the love that I send to them, and inevitably, I hope that they are proud of me. During Dia de los Muertos, we believe the dead are insulted by mourning and sadness. The visiting souls are celebrated by the living with food and drink and activities. We learned in children sharing about the wonderful ofrenda and what it represents. I love the idea of the marigold petals sort of laying the path back to us. Everything you and I strive for in as we live, the death and the dead value as well. Being remembered is important. Having them people carry on your legacy. Just like you and I, they want to feel loved and they want to feel valued. At the end of the night, when the party is over, the spirits are danced back home, encouraged to return to the spirit world, assured that they are still being honored and loved and cherished and not forgotten.
In recent years, Americans have been witnessing and participating in a growing awareness of what is called cultural appropriation or cultural misappropriation. It's when people take or use things that belong to a culture that is not their own, especially without really understanding or respecting the significance of what they are taking. It's especially problematic and hurtful when members of the dominant white culture do so with a culture that is oppressed. So on this day, aware that we are a room full of largely white, non-Mexican people participating in a traditional Mexican celebration, we do so with humility and respect. Of course, this congregation has enjoyed this particular service each year for over a decade, and many, many other Unitarian Universalist congregations also. The beautiful thing is that in the last several years, there has been a shift in our nation's consciousness, an emerging awareness, a cultural awakening. More and more of us, white people, are intentionally educating ourselves, listening, and becoming sensitive to the impact of our actions on Native people and people of color and members of the non-dominant cultures. We know that we are very lucky to have Allison on the staff of this fellowship for so many reasons: her hugs, her big, warm, loving heart, and her skillful way with our children and teens. But especially on this day, it is a gift to be led by somebody for whom this celebration is much more than simply a fun day to decorate the hall with bright colors and remember our loved ones. Allison carries the stories and memories of generations of Mexican ancestors in her very being. And as much as I adore this celebration and look forward to it every year, I also understand that the meaning of this day resounds in her bones in a way that it never can for me. So I am very grateful for your presence and for your leadership, Allison.
Thank you. You are mi familia, and in the spirit of shared community together, I invite you into this ritual that has deep meaning for me with this quote from blogger and activist Aya de Leon. And in the tradition of indigenous peoples, Chicana and Mexican American, communities have not told you not to come, not to join, not to celebrate your dead alongside them. In the tradition of indigenous peoples and of ceremony, you, in your own grief and missing your loved ones, have not been turned away. You arrive at the Dia de los Muertos ceremony shipwrecked, a refugee from a culture that suppresses grief, hides death, banishes it, celebrates it only in the most morbid ways. Horror movies, violent television. Death is dehumanized without loving connection. You arrived at El Dia de los Muertos like a pilgrim, starving, unequal to survival in the land of grief. And the indigenous ceremonies fed you, took you in, revived you, and made a place for you at this table.